Okay, we're on Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, towards the middle of the Omer. Okay, the Mishnah said of three-way machlokas, that four-way machlokas. Tanakama says that this woman has no ksuba. Yossi says that she has a ksuba on her first husband's nechasim. Rabbi Lezer says that and then the Tanakama holds that no, he doesn't get her metziah or ma'isa yodeha haforis nedarim, and that the chalitza of one doesn't pater the others. Okay. Now Rabbi Yossi argues and he says that she has a ksuba from the first husband. Rabbi Lezer says that the first husband is zoche b'metziyosa and ma'isa yodeha and haforis nedareha. And Rav Shimon says that the bior chalitza of one of the brothers paters the tzara, and and the vlad is not a mamzer. All of these things are not like the Tanakhama. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Rav Yossi Omer Ksubos on Nifse Baila Omer Rav Huna Basroi Modu LeKavoy Kamoy LaModu LeBasroi. As you progress in the Mishnah, you're adding. Those that Rav Yossi says only this is mutter. The next one says, "Yeah, I agree, that's mutter, but this also." And the third one says, "I agree that both of those things are mutter and this also." But Rav Yossi doesn't hold the other two things, and the next one doesn't say the third thing, and so on. Okay, now what does he say? Rav Shimon Modi Leiler Belazer. Right, Reb Shimon agrees. So Reb Elazar is the last one. So Reb Elazar said everything is mutter, basically. Right, he gets everything, whatever. So So Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Elazar. Reb Shimon is the last one. Reb Shimon says that that if Reb Elazar says that the mamish bia, they don't make sure the child's not a mamzer, and also the bia of the brother, he's miyabin, is paters the tzara. So kol shekei mamon he gets. He's her husband legabe mamon too. The mitziyah and the ma'isiyah deha. Rabbi Lezer l'modi l'Rav Shimon. Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree to Rav Shimon though, right? He doesn't go that far. And he says no. Mitziyasa ma'asi yadav mamona hu lo konis. Avabia di sura hu konis. Right? The mamonis the rabbanim weren't didn't give a kenas. So he gets her mitziyah. He's made for nedareha and so on. But mamish ma'asi bia they were konis. The child's a mamzer and the bia doesn't help to part of the tzara. The tarvayu modi Rav Yossi. Both of them agree to Rav Yossi. The lesser thing. Hani diaspa to say lokonis these things that she can continue living with him, right? He gets her mitzvah, he's made for nizoreha, right? All these things are what's it called? He can continue living with her. Charles on a mat v'choskeng ksuba the lemishkol amefekoy. Surely, what's it called? She gets a ksuba, which you only get the ksuba when you leave the marriage, either by divorce or the guy dies. So the ksuba, which is something that's lemaisa for the dissolving of the marriage, for sure, that's good if things that would continue the marriage are good. Rabbi Yossi lo modilu, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree to them, because Rabbi Yossi holds ksuba de la mishkla meifeku de lo konis. Avahani diasa tu se konis. And Rabbi Yossi says just the opposite. That, what's it called, that I agree that they didn't give a knas by the ksuba, because that is something that is at the dissolving of the marriage, and we want this marriage to dissolve. But the other things have to do with the continuation of the marriage that we don't want. So therefore, they did give a knas. Rashi Rashi. Bia de ikar isura lokonis, diktani biyasa kona oso liftar tzarasa. That the bia, right, of the brother, if the first husband dies, is kona her, and the tzara is pater. So they gave it a full din of bia, not that she's what's it called, osur to her husband or whatever, and can't make yibum or only chalitz or whatever. Honey diasva to say the ikal meimer osi lekiyuma. Right, these things have to do with the normal continuation of a marriage. The husband gets what she finds, and he's made for her nadarim, and so on. So here we're afraid maybe they'll continue the marriage. So therefore, the rabbanan gave a knas. He's functioning with her like a wife. Still, they weren't kolneis. Kol shekein ksuba, which is meant when the marriage dissolves. Kol shekein ksuba dezehu tchilas gerushin. He shock with ksuba. That's the beginning of the end when she gets a ksuba. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rav Huna, and Rabbi Yochanan says just the opposite. Kamoi modu l'basroi, basroi l'modu l'kamoi. Rabbi Yossi says everything is okay, and Rabbi Shimon says only what he said is okay. It goes in regressive order. In other words, not Rabbi Yossi said this, and Rabbi Lezer added, and the Rabbi Shimon added to that. No, Rabbi Yossi said everything, and Rabbi Yossi came along and said no, only this, and Rabbi Lezer came along and said no, only this, and Rabbi Shimon came along and said no, only this. And he explains it the opposite way we just explained it. Rabbi Yossi moldi le Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Lezer and to Rabbi Shimon that ksuba demidi de le dida lokanis, if the ksuba, which it goes from him to her, they didn't make a knas, she's benefiting. She's the one who did something wrong over here, not him. Right? He just showed up. Right? He just didn't die. Right? So he didn't do anything wrong. She did something wrong. She got married. So we don't cancel what she gets from him to her. Surely we're not going to cancel him and prevent him from getting her metziah if she finds something, right? Or what's it called? Or being made from nidoreha, right? Rabbi Lezer moldi lo moldi le. Rabbi Lezer is not molded to this. Why? Metziyosu metziyah dehu demidi dola dide lo konis. Only the metziyah and metziyah dying. They weren't konis. Avaksuba demidi de la dida konis and achanami ksuba, which she benefits. They work. They did give a knas. The Tarvayu molded le Reb Shimon, and both of them agree to Reb Shimon, and they say, what's it called? Uma hani de mechayim lo kan. So these things are from when he's alive. They didn't make a knas when, and if he's alive, he can continue the marriage, right? Bia de lachar misa lo kol shekein. Bia, which is after death, surely they didn't make a knas. Right? In other words, that the bia of the yavam has a full force of bia and patras the tzara. Reb Shimon lo modi lahu. Reb Shimon is not molded to that. Bia hu delachar misa lo konis. Only bia, which is after the guy died, so he can't continue the marriage anymore. That they didn't make a knas of. Hani de mechayim konis. All the other things are when he's alive. There they did make the knas. So the shaila is, what order is the Mishnah going? Does the earlier one say only his thing, and then the other next one adds or whatever? It's the opposite. The earlier one said everything. Next one said no, only this. And the next one said only this. Okay, Rashi. To Michaim v'chai bala. Okay, next case. Nisa shelo b'rishus. So the Gemara says like this: two cases. If she got married, shelo b'rishus pays it, meaning there were two eidim, and she didn't go to Beis Din. She didn't go to Beis Din. She heard two eidim say their husband's dead. She can go get married. But if she only heard one eid say that her husband's dead, then she needed the rishus of Beis Din. So one, whenever it says b'rishus pays it, it means one eid. Whenever it says shalom b'rishus Beis Din, it means two eidim. Okay, so nisa shalom b'rishus, amar Rav Huna, amar Rav, hachi hilchasa. So Rav Huna said the name of Rav. That's the halacha. Like Rav Shimon, that what's it called? That if she was nisa shalom b'rishus Beis Din, what's the definition of that? If she got married with two eidim without the rishus of Beis Din, she's allowed to return to him because she's an honest. What should she have done? Two eidim told her that it's okay. If the Beis Din has to rely on the testimony of one eid, then it's a different story. Then we say, what's it called, that the only reason we believe the 1 8 is because she's daiko mintzva, and if she wasn't, then tough luck on her. But over here, 2 8, and what's she supposed to do? 2 8 and told her she could believe them. So she went and got married because of what the 2 8 and said, so then she can be chosen. Nisus al pi beizdin, teitse uptur min akorban. However, if 1 8 came and beizdin told her she can get married, they only gave that heter because we're sure that she's going to make an investigation. She's not going to get married if she has any doubts. And she went and got married, and there were doubts, obviously, because the husband came back. Then she has to have all these dinim. She goes, she's divorced from both of them, and but she's not from the carbon, because Lamaisa, she, what's it called, did it for Shus Beisdin. Then Lo Nisus Al Pi Beisdin, but if it was 1 8, and not Beisdin, then Teitse, the Chayevis be carbon, then she's Chayev be carbon, because she did something that, what's it called, she was over Beshogeg, Chiyuv Koris.
If she goes to Beisdin with 2 8, is that considered?
The Beisdin is not necessary.
I mean, but shouldn't she go to Beisdin? Anybody
get a piece of paper? Yeah, she doesn't have to. She hears them 2 8. She's got married. 1 8, she needs a Beisdin.
But there's no kol. So people will think that she's Masonic. She should go to Beisdin.
She
should be a
tekkun. Yeah, but there's no tekkun like that. She has a right to listen to 2 8, and then you get married. So Rav Huna said the name of Rav Hochi Hilchasam. Omer le Rav Nachman, Gan v'genubi lamalach. Why are you stealing this? It should say the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Ish vira lach Reb Shimon, ema halacha, Reb Shimon. If you hold like Reb Shimon, that that's what Reb Shimon said, that she got married with 2 8 without Beis Din, right? She didn't need the Beis Din. So then what's it called? Then she can be chozer, right? So why don't you say the halacha is like Reb Shimon? Ema halacha, Reb Shimon. The Shmaiser. Rebbe Shimon, Kozla. Because what you said is like Reb Shimon. Don't say the Shmaiser. You're saying the halacha is like this and you're not quoting Reb Shimon. Say it in the name of Reb Shimon. I might think the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Even in the first case of Reb Shimon said was what? That biyoso chalitzos from the ochav shorishon poteres arasa, and the vlad is not a mamzer, right? That the vlad from the second one is, if the vlad from the first one is not a mamzer, right? The vlad from the second one for sure is a mamzer. The vlad from the first one is not a mamzer, and the brother's bia is a full-fledged yibum. So Marzal might think the halachas like him in that too. So then, if that was you afraid of, he said the halachas of Reb Shimon, people would think you meant the first case of Reb Shimon, not the last case that she can go back to him. Ema halachas Reb Shimon bachrom. So then say it clearly. The halachas like Reb Shimon in his last din, kasha. And it's a kasha. Why did you say it like that? Why didn't Rav say halachas Reb Shimon? Why did he say it as if he was saying a halach on his own? Rashi, Nisei Shalom Bershus Reb Shimon Komerla Bekamaisa Biyosa Wachalitzasa Benisei Be'ed Echad. Right, and I might think the halachas like Reb Shimon even in the first case. So, where she got married with 1 8, and with the Rishus of Beis Din, the Bia of the brother is a full fledged Bia. That maybe the halachas not like Reb Shimon. Okay. Om Rav Sheshes, Amino Kinayim V'Shochiv Rav Omra Lo V'Hashmaisa. Right, when Rav was sleeping, he said this. He wasn't fully awake when he said what he said, that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Why? Halacha Mechlav V'Pligi. The halacha is like Reb Shimon, that if she got married Al Pi Shnei Edim, without the need of a Beis Din, that she goes back to the first husband. So Mashma, what's it called? Halacha Mechlav V'Pligi. Mashma, the Tanakama argues on that. My Havalolameva, Mianis Onsa. Why would the Tanakama hold she can't go back to the first husband? She's an honest, a regular case of honest. Two witnesses told you your husband's dead. What should she do? Well, she'd get married. Why couldn't she get married? And if she did, she's an honest. So she can go back to the first husband. Nobody argues on that. The old Tanya, we have a Brisa that says, Kol Araya Shabbatora, Ein Shricha Semenu Get, right? All the Arayas in the Torah. Right, you don't need a get. If a father married his daughter, he doesn't have to give her a get. Any arayas is no kedusha. So any arayas, there's no get. Chutz mi eshesi shenisus al pi beis din al pi what's it called? Except for a case where a woman got married al pi eid echad. Again, al pi beis din means there was 1 8, and beis din gave her permission to get married. Then, even though she's an eshesi, which is one of the arayas, and she got married to a guy who really, there's no marriage, she still needs a get from him, because like we said, because people will say that the reason she married the second guy is because the first guy divorced her and now she's going out without a get. It's the only case of an arayis that needs a get. Right? Alpi Beisdin who the boy Gita. It's mashma only where it was one aid. And Beisdin. But Alpi Eidim lo boy Gita. But if it would be two Eidim, she wouldn't need a get from the second guy. She goes back to the first guy and she doesn't need any get from the second guy. Right? And as Mara says, money. So who does this price go like? Elaim Reb Shimon, if it's like Reb Shimon, Alpi Beisdin mi boy get. Even when it's one aid, and Beisdin will matter her, Reb Shimon holds she doesn't need a get. But Tanya, we have a brisa, Reb Shimon Omer, also Beisdin b'hol rason, kizodon ish b'isha alpi eidim. One second, kizodon ish b'isha, that Beisdin, when they were more her to get married, which is called one aid, okay? Because otherwise they need a whole ras Beisdin. So Beisdin accepted the testimony of one aid and permitted her to get married. Kizadon ish b'isha, al piyedin kishigas ish b'isha. Idividi lo boy get right. When they told her al piyed echad, then it was like a woman who was mezana b'nezid, so she can't go back to her husband. And when it was al pishnayedin, then she could go back to her husband. But in either case, she doesn't need a get. That's Reb Shimon. So this brisa, the original brisa that says that what's it called that. It's only when two Eidim she doesn't need a get has to be the Rabbanan, because Mashman that Al Pi Eidechot she does need a get. That can't be Reb Shimon. So it must be that when it's Al Pi Eidim, everybody agrees she goes back to the first husband, she doesn't need a get. So why did Rab say the halacha is that she can go back to her first husband, she doesn't need a get? There's nobody argues on that. You know, there's so many halacha, nobody argues. Elolav Rabbanani. This brisa must be the Rabbana. That's only where it's two Eidim doesn't she need a get. But where it's one Eid, Al Pi Beisdin, she needs a get. Okay, so therefore, what's Rav saying, that the halacha is this, the halacha mashma, there's somebody who argues, nobody argues on that. Nobody argues that when it's Al Pi Shnai Eidim, she can go back and she doesn't need a get. Rashi. Michlal de Plige, Rabbanan Aleid Reb Shimon, the Sefer Benises Be'edim. Mashim from Rav that he's paskening like Reb Shimon, right, even though he didn't mention Reb Shimon. First we had a tying on him, you should have mentioned Reb Shimon. Now we're tying that even to paskin b'chlal the shayla is no psak. You don't need a psak. Everybody holds like this, that when she gets married al pi shnei eidim kol arayis she'amru shein erva ein tzrichas get mimenu im nisis l'mishi erva lov. If a woman got married to a man who's an erva to her, he married her father, her brother, right, an Eishas Ish, a Stam, her husband, what's it called, Stam is alive, she doesn't need a get from the adulterer. Chutz me Eishas Ish, she nises be'ed echad, al pi beizdin, tizrichu rabbanan gita, kedamor masnisa. The only exception is an Eishas Ish, who got married al pi eid echad, and then we're afraid that people will say, the first guy divorced her, the second guy married her legally, and what's it called, and therefore she needs a get. What? So the Gemara speaks about that. That goes according to the Man B'Yomru. So the Gemara spoke Esakash. Before the Gemara Esakash, the Gemara said it's talking only way Erisin, and it goes according to the Man B'Yomru says that what's it called that in the Erisin you could take her back. Or the Gemara says the second terrace. The Gemara said over there was that people will say that. Why won't they say it? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that the people will say, where says in Cain. Shema Yom Gira Zevanasa Zeh. Okay, right? Wait, so say Muteris Lazarlo. Asanami name a gear is ever kidding seven inches, she old shishal of a girl. I am Mazak and Ushasha, Mrs. Arasuk, Rabbi Yosef and Kippur, first of Vermont's first herit. They're talking by Arison. That's why it's nobody's going to say anything, because you're allowed to marry by Arison. The second one is. They'll say Kedushay Tos, Havi. Because it's only Arison. But Nisuin, there's no Kedushay Tos by Nisuin, right? Okay. Tell me more, Esther Kasha.
Okay, we're talking about where she got, actually got married properly and lived with the second diagnosis.
Love that, huh? The Mara says it. The commission's talking case of Eris. That's where, what's it called? That's where you only need a get if she had Nisuin with the second guy. If she had an Eris with the second guy, then you don't need a get. Okay. also based in Bohrasan, how much low boy get. So where she got married, Al P, what's it called? Shnei Edim, she doesn't need to get. Anusa, the regular Anusa. Bryce says also based in Bohrasan, how ruali nasi be'ed echad. If based in were matter her to get married with only one aid, then they considered it like a woman who committed adultery with Mazid, she's also to the first husband, and all those halachas are there, she's also to both of them, she needs to get from both of them. But if she got married with two Aiden, then it's in, they made it like a Shkaga, and she could go back. If she's not an Ashes Kohen, she can go back to her original husband. And EDVD, little boy, you get, in either case, you don't need to get. Midikah, Midami, Leva, Zodon, Leshogig. In either case, you don't need to get. A woman who commits adultery with a nation doesn't need to get from the second guy. So, Reb Shimon holds, she never needs to get. Right? Bain al Pied Echad, Bain al Pishne Eden. The Rabbanan surely holds she needs to get al Pied Echad. So, it must be that what's it called, that when it, the Brisa says, Dafka al Pishne Eden, that she doesn't need to get, it's the Rabbanan. So, what's Rav Paskening? That when Al Pishnei Edim, she doesn't need to get, you have to put Paschal, and everybody holds that. Nobody disagrees. There's nothing to Paschal. That's clear. That's Pashal. Elalav Rabbonani. Ushmami no the Edim Modem. Rabbonim agree. When there's two Edim, she doesn't need to get. So Mar says no. La'olam Rabbi Shimoni. Vitoris Hachi. Really, he goes like Rabbi Shimon. I had to steer her then. Because here Reb Shimon said with two, with even with one aid she doesn't need to get, and here is Mashma only with two aidim, and learn it like this: Reb Shimon Omer also based in Bohrasan, ki kavanas ish beisha uboy get. When the Rabbana were when they were more al piyed echad, they made it like an ish beisha, the kavana meaning a regular marriage, and she needs to get. Not they made it like a regular adultery, and she doesn't need to get. They made it like a regular marriage, and she needs a get. Al pi eidim kishalobe kavanas ish beisha. But if it was al pi shnei eidim, they made it like a man who's not lived with a woman doesn't need a get from her. He never married her. That's what it means. It's not talking about making like adultery be kavana or adultery shalobe kavana. Right? Where in either case you don't need a get. But they made it like a marriage with kavana or no kavana for marriage. The first one you need a get. Second one you don't need a get. Okay, so Reb Shimon never held that the Eid Echad you don't need to get. You do need to get, and that's why he had a Paskin, and the Rabbanan hold that what's it called, and the Rabbanan hold that even Bishnei Eidim you need to get. So therefore Rav had a Paskin like Reb Shimon that with two Eidim you don't need to get. Rav Ashi Omar Le'inyan Isura Ketani. Right, it wasn't talking about get, it was talking about the Isser. Also based in Boras and Kizadon Ish be Isha, Umitsura al Baila, Al Pi Adam Kishigas Isha Visha Velo Mitsura Baila. Not talking about a get at all. When they based him was Mor Al Pi Ad Echad, then she's also to her husband. They made it like a woman who was Mazana the Mazid, and she's also to her husband. Not like a woman who is Mazana the Mazid and doesn't need a get. Like a woman who's Mazana the Mazid and she's also to her husband if he comes back. And when it's Al Pi Shnei Adam, they made it like what's it called, Shigigas Ish B'Isha, where a woman the oneness live with another man or b'shogeg, then what's it called, she's not asur to her husband, but whether she needs a get or not is irrelevant over here. We don't know if she needs a get or not. So therefore, there's no hochacha that the Rabbanim would agree to Reb Shimon that by Shnei Edim she doesn't need a get, and Reb Shimon holds his din only by Shnei Edim, not by by Eid Echad, and therefore Rav had a paskin like Reb Shimon because the Rabbanim argue on him. Rashi. The Omer Reb Shimon he hach kamaisa diktani chutz meishas ish ki kavanas ish bi isha ki pnuyish in iskavan lakach in the boy Gita. Kavanas ish bi isha doesn't mean like a woman who committed adultery with Mezid, but like a woman who got married on purpose, so she needs a get. Ki shaloba kavana kabo pnuyish shalom shen kedusha. Shaloba kavana means where there was no kavana for marriage. They made a hora al pi shnayim edim like a woman who shtam was mezana when she was a pnuyah. She doesn't need a get. Rashi saying that really it's like we thought at the beginning. Zodon Ashish means a woman who commits adultery with Mezid, but not that she doesn't need a get, just that she's also to her husband. It's not talking about a get, whether she needs it or not. Even though they compare it to Mezid, they only compare it to the fact that she's also to her husband, but not to the fact that she doesn't need a get. In a chanami, the Rabbanim would hold that in a case where it's only an Eid Echad, they need, even Rav Shimon would hold, even in a case where it's only an Eid Echad, you need a get. And the Rabbanim hold, even where it's two Eidim, you need a get.